Now, the question was asked to understand how bright Mishnah were. So, this deserves a long class. We'll try to address it in short. The oral law was passed originally from Rebbe to Talmud. Each Rebbe would pass it on using his own order, using his own words. And what happened was the rabbis saw that things were going to be forgotten. We were being exiled, we were being persecuted, they couldn't get yeshivas together. So they started arranging the oral law in a way that it hadn't been arranged earlier. Meaning, you always had masechtot, that the oral law was divided into subjects, but you didn't always have shas, that it was boiled down to six orders. Meaning, you had many Tanakh quotes, and each Rebbe passed on his tradition. Now, what happened over time was that with all the persecution, the students couldn't get the tradition as accurately as previously. So, let's take a case. Shmaya and Avtalion have a woman coming before their court, and she declares that her husband's dead. And the court believes her. Now, the question is, did the court say that you can believe a woman regardless of where she's coming from? Doesn't matter if she's coming from the field or the city or a ship. Or did the court specifically believe her in this case where they could have verified, because she was coming in from the field, and they could have verified that the husband was really dead. So that's why they believed her, because she knew they could catch her if she was lying. So here you have a situation where the court's ruled, and there's a machloket. What was the court's ruling? The court's rule that there's muktzeh, that if you take dates, if you take figs, and you set them out to dry, so then on Shabbos, you can't handle them. They're muktzeh, they're set aside. Muktzeh literally is the tool that was used to harvest and dry the figs, the figs that would be dried. Harvesting of figs is called kaitz, harvest the figs. And if you set them out to dry, so then the process goes as follows. When you set them in the sun, they become inedible. They become completely disgusting. And then finally they dry out completely and they're delicious dried figs. When the rabbis said that when you set something aside, it's muktzeh, did the rabbis say that anything that you remove from your usage is going to be muktzeh, you shouldn't access it on Shabbos? So then that's limited to very few things. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Or did the rabbi say that anything that you wouldn't have in mind you're going to use is muktzeh? Meaning just like the figs were something which you didn't think you were going to have any access, any usage on Shabbos, so too any other thing that falls under that category. And then a million things come under that category, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So you have a situation where the oral tradition is less accurate than previously. And those inaccuracies are a product of persecution, of an inability to get it as accurate as previously. And so the rabbis saw they have to boil it down to make a recording of the oral law. Now, when the rabbis do that, they distill the oral tradition to six orders, shisha sedarim, with the tractates that are in them, the 60 tractates. The 60 tractates in Talmud, but the rabbis distill, and they leave out many different traditions, meaning they distilled the ones which they thought were most accurate. That's the Mishnah. But there were other rabbis who had different traditions which the courts decided were not as accurate. And those are what we call brisa. Brisa means external. Even among brisas, not all brisas are created equal. Meaning when you have a brisa that begins with the term Tanu Rabbanon, it means that the rabbis, the Beis Medrash of Rav Chiya or Rav Oshaya, they verified this brisa. That brisa carries more weight than a brisa that's just quoted Tanya. You have a Tanoic quote. Tanya means it's a brisa. It's external to Mishnah. But no one ever validated it. And if it runs counter to what we have in the Mishnah, so sometimes the Gemara will say, Mishabeshtahi, that's a bad quote. Sometimes the Gemara will say, okay, let's figure out, based on this brisa, we'll reinterpret the Mishnah. But basically what the rabbis did was, they distilled the oral tradition down to the Mishnah, And the brises carry less weight because they had less validity as far as the tradition. But at the end of the day, they still carry a certain amount of weight, especially because the brises will very often deal with details that are not overtly discussed in the Mishnah.
Okay, yes, that's what I was confused with.